Fine. Okay, so welcome back to everybody. Hope everyone had a managed through Pesach. We're going through the Malachas of Shabbos, and we're up to our next Malacha, which is the Malacha of Borer. My Rebbe once pointed out, Rapanus once pointed out that, you know, when it comes to Borer, so you can go from absolutely mutter to Chayiv Achatas Deraisa in you know, a split second. It's one of the most practical malachas that are out there. It comes up, aside from Bishul, it basically comes up every single week. And so many activities that we do could be either absolutely mutter lechatchila or absolutely aser derais, depending on slight nuances and differences. And so that's why, of all of the malachas, Borer is perhaps the most important malacha to learn thoroughly. Rabbi Rubia is so interesting. For the malacha of Borer, he actually gives a disclaimer why Borer is so important. You know, like he has sections of like, you know, all the sections of the details of all the malachas and Borer, he makes a whole section about just why Borer is important. Okay, so that's what we're going to be doing right now. So let's start from the beginning. Borer, we know, is our seventh malacha in the Sidur de Pas. Our Mishnah on Yogimel, on Ayin Gimel Ben Aleph, tells us the 39 malachas, and we know the first 11 malachas in the Mishnah represent the 11 stages in the process of making bread. The Mefarshim discuss where exactly this took place in the Mishkan, but be that as it may, the 11 stages in the process of taking bread and in making bread took place in the Mishkan, and so these 11 activities become 11 out of 39 of the malachos, and Borer is the seventh stage in the process of making bread. So if you want to make bread, so you're going to first plow, then you're going to plant, then you're going to be kotzer, where you cut down your wheat stalks, your ma'amir, you gather them together, then you take them to the threshing floor, where you thresh the grains, your dash, which you separate the kernels from the chaff. Then your zorah, where you winnow, you take this big pile of kernels and chaff, you throw it into the air, the wind blows away the chaff, you have a big pile of kernels on the ground, and now we're ready for the malacha of borer. So this is where borer now enters the scene. For malachas borer, we have a big pile of kernels, of grain kernels, on the floor of our threshing floor, and the ultimate goal is for tochin, is to grind it up and to make it into flour. We're probably going to take this, you know, this stack of grain kernels into a silo, perhaps to laotzer, to store it up for a little bit, and then we're going to try to be tochin it. We're going to grind it up into flour. But the issue becomes that inevitably, when you have a big stack of grain on your threshing floor, so you know it's not such a clean environment. Pebbles and dirt are going to get mixed into the pack of grain, into the stack of grain, and so you need to engage in a process of breira, where you separate out the dirt, the pebbles from this mixture, in order to, you know, get the dirt out of the mixture, in order to make the grain kernels ready for storage and ready for tochin, where we're going to grind it up. So that then becomes our seventh malacha in the 39 malachos. This took place in the Mishkan. And so, as Rabbi Nachmanel spells out, the basic malacha of Borer is anytime we have a mixture of ochel and psoles. Ochel being content that's useful, that's usable, like, for example, our grain kernels, that's the ochel of this mixture. And it's mixed together with psoles. Psoles means refuse, means waste material. In this case, the pebbles are in this mixture. That's waste. That's unuseful. When you have a mixture of ochel and psoles, and we separate out the psoles from the mixture, that is the basic malacha of borer. Now, we're going to be using the terms ochel and psoles over and over and over again. So, perhaps as the first time, I'm going to spend another 20 seconds just reiterating these terms because we're going to be throwing them around a ton. So just to reiterate, the two key terms we're going to be using over and over and over again, shorthanded, are going to be ochel and psoles. Ochel refers to the content in the mixture that's useful. It doesn't have to be food. It could be clothes. It could be utensils. Anything that's useful in the mixture we call ochel. Anything that's unuseful in the mixture we call psoles. Like, for example, in our case, the pebbles are the psoles. It's unuseful. It's refuse. And therefore, borer is where you have a mixture of ochel and psoles. You separate out the psoles, and that is the basic malacha of borer. Okay, so that's our terminology. Now, the big time issue that we're going to be discussing in tonight's shir, which is going to be the fundamental issue, is going to get to the heart of malachas borer, is the following. As we've always pointed out over and over again, the yisod of the isra malacha on Shabbos is a prohibition to do productive activity. The isra malacha on Shabbos, at its essence, is a prohibition to do productive activity on Shabbos. The 39 malachas on Shabbos, what makes them into forms of malacha, quote-unquote, that are usher to do, is because they each have an essential productive characteristic. That's the essence of the 39 malacha, which turns them into forms of malacha, which governs when they apply, is the productive quality of each of the malachos. And so over and over again, we always try to pin down what's the productive quality of each of the malachos. And so, especially when malachos borer, which is going to become extremely complex, we need to spend time figuring out what's the productive quality of malachos borer. So that's going to be the topic of tonight's shiur. Are we good? Any questions? We're good? Okay. Again, everyone's muted, but if you have a question, you can just raise your hand or give me a thumbs up. Fine. Okay. So in order to figure this out, what we're going to do is we're going to move over to a basic issue in our Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Our Gemara here on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph is the Gemara in Shas that's discussing the Halachas of Borer. This is the section of Masechet Shabbos that's discussing all the details of Borer. And there's an issue that comes up at the very beginning of our sugya, which is going to serve as a springboard for analyzing this issue about the productive quality in Borer. So the issue is like this. As we just emphasized, the paradigm, the original example of Malachas Borer, is when you have a mixture of Ochel and Psolus. Again, Ochel is the stuff that we like, Psolus is the stuff that we don't like. That is the paradigm, that's the typical example of Borer. When you separate that, you're over Borer, or you're subject to Borer barring all the exceptions. But the big question we now have to discuss, and that's what we're going to discuss for quite some time in order to get to the heart of what Borer is about, is how does Borer play out if you have a very different type of a mixture? What if we have a mixture, not of Ochel and Psolus, but of Ochel and Ochel? What if, for example, we have a mixture of nuts and raisins? So we have two different ingredients that are mixed together, but both of them are Ochel. Both of them are perfectly fine, upstanding ingredients in our mixture. There's nothing wasteful about either one of them. What happens if you separate that on Shabbos? How does a Malachas Borer play out to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel? So that's the big issue we're going to be discussing now for really the rest of tonight's shiur, which we're going to see is going to be getting to the heart of what Borer is all about. Okay. So if you saw the Marmokomos a little bit, there are going to be three basic shittos on the books for how does Malachas Borer play out to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. Our first shita is going to be the shita of Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi, which may also be the shita of Rashi. The second shita is going to be the shita of Tosfos. Our third shita is going to be the shita of the Rambam. Three different approaches on the books. How does Malachas Borer play out to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel, like nuts and raisins? So let's start with shita number one. So the Yerushalmi, the Talmud Yerushalmi in Perek Klal Gadol, raises this exact issue of how does Borer play out to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. And it brings a machlokes, and we're going to focus on the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that Malachas Borer does not apply to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. Borer only applies to a mixture of Ochel and Psolus, like, again, our kernels and the pebbles, that's Ochel and Psolus. Then if you separate that, that'll be Borer. Borer does not apply to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. That is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi. That's our first shita on the books of how Borer plays out in this situation. Now, there's a very nice diuk to argue, to try to deduce that Rashi is working with the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rashi's paskening like Rabbi Yochanan. So let's now spend a few moments discussing the diuk that Rashi is working with this first approach. So now we start taking a look at our Gemara here on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Our Gemara here on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph is, as we pointed out, is the Gemara that's discussing the rules of Borer. And the Gemara here primarily is focused around a big braisa. It brings a braisa that tells us the parameters of Hilchos Borer. And in the future, we're going to discuss the details of the braisa. But for tonight and right now, we have to focus on a preliminary issue that comes up in the braisa, which is going to be serving as the springboard of analyzing these different shittas. And that is, what's the text in the braisa? The braisa is going to be discussing Hilchos Borer, but there's a big discussion, there are different girsaos floating around as to what's the proper text in the braisa, what's the case that the braisa was discussing. So if you take a look at Rashi, take a look at Tosfos, we see two different possible texts in the braisa. On the one hand, starting with the shita, if you take a look at our Gemara itself, our Gemara has the girsa that it's discussing a mixture of mine ochlin, of different foods. That's the text that we have in our Gemara, that Borer, the parameters of Borer is going to be discussed in a braisa discussing mine ochlin, different types of foods. But if you take a look at Tosfos, the Tosfos presents a different possible girsa in our Gemara, that it's not discussing a mixture of mine ochlin, of types of foods, but shnei mine ochlin, two types of foods, two species of foods. What's the difference between these two texts? What's the difference if the girsa in the Gemara is mine ochlin, is types of foods, or whether it's shnei mine ochlin, two types of foods? So this is where the Ritva steps in from the Marmakomas. I put on the Marmakomas, the Ritva, an Ayin Dalet, a Medalev. And the Ritva actually says that there's worlds of difference between these two simple, these two texts in the Gemara convey worlds of a difference. On the one hand, the text of Mine Ochlin, if our Gemara is discussing a mixture of Mine Ochlin, so that's a much more vague and non-specific, you know, reference to what the type of the mixture, types of foods. That would be taken to be referring to a classical mixture of Ochlim Solis. If it just says a mixture of foods, that would be taken to be referring to a mixture of Ochel em Solis. That would be the connotation of the Girsa, the text of Mine Ochlin. On the other hand, says the Ritva, if you have the Girsa of Shnei Mine Ochlin, of two types of foods, that indicates, that implies we're discussing a mixture of two upstanding types of foods, two qualitatively on the same plane types of foods. It sounds like it's a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. So these two Girsos convey two very different messages. The Girsa of Mine Ochlin connotes a mixture of Ochel em Solis, whereas the Girsa of Shnei Mine Ochlin connotes a Girsa of Ochel, connotes the message of Ochel and Ochel. And with that background information, we're now ready for the Diyuk in Rashi. Moving over to Rashi at the very beginning of our Gemara, Rashi comes along and Rashi weighs in on the proper text in our Gemara. Says Rashi, what's the proper Girsa in our Gemara? The proper Girsa is Mine Ochlin. Our Gemara is discussing a mixture of Ochel and Psolas. Our Gemara is not discussing a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. Our Gemara, when it's about to tell us Hilchos Breira, says Rashi, is discussing a mixture of Ochel and Solas, not a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. Why can't it be discussing a mixture of Ochel and Ochel? Why does Rashi say the Girsa must be, it's a mixture of Ochel and Solas? So this is where we have a very reasonable diak that Rashi's passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says that Borer doesn't apply to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. There's no problem with Borer if you separate nuts and raisins. Borer is restricted to a mixture of Ochel and Solas. And so therefore Rashi says that if our Gemara is discussing Hilchos Borer, well, it better be discussing a mixture of Ochel and Solas. The text in our Gemara cannot be Shnei Mine Ochlin. So that concludes our first Shita on the books. Our first Shita on the books is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan and Rashi. How does Borer play out to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel? The answer is, it doesn't. Borer does not apply to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. It's limited to a mixture of Ochel and Solas. Let's stop for 10 seconds. Does anyone have any questions before we continue on? I'm going to unmute, I guess, for a second. Any questions? What did he say? Someone asking a question? Ari. The Diak and Rashi. Rashi says the Girsa in the Gemara is Mine Ochlin. Maybe I shouldn't unmute everybody. I'm gonna try just unmuting you. Does that work? Okay, let's just try and unmute one. Okay, that's better. Okay, so yeah, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, so I think that's a better system. I'm gonna unmute whoever raises their hands or gives me a thumbs up. Or you could also clap, whatever you want to do, and then I'll unmute you. Fine, better option. Okay, you could also clap if you like what I'm saying. Fine. So let's move over now to Arye. Okay, question, Arye. Yeah. Fair question. Shnei Mine Ochlin, do you hear that, Diak? That Shnei Mine Ochlin sounds like two types of food. Sounds like they're on the same par. Okay. So I don't have more to say than what the Ritva says, but what he's saying is that Shnei Mine Ochlin sounds like two upstanding types of foods are on the same par, as opposed to Mine Ochlin just means a mixture of foods, and then we would step in with the classic understanding that a mixture of foods, Borer, is about Psholos and Ochel. But the question is fair. Is a fair question. I have nothing more to say, though, than what the Ritva says. So that's why I'm pinning it on the Ritva. The Girsa Shnei Mine Ochlin is a mixture of two types of foods, Ochel and Ochel. Mine Ochlin, the Ritva says, your question is well taken, but the Ritva says that would connote a mixture of Ochel and Solas. So why did Rashi reject the first Girsa? Why did he say it can't be Shnei Mine Ochlin? Because he doesn't want a mixture of two types of foods. That's the Diak. If feel free to argue, but I think it's a fair diuk based on Ritfaz, what the Ritfaz says. Oh yeah, of course. Okay. The maila is that I can mute you if I don't like what you're saying, if anyone, you know. Fine. Okay, so let's move over to shita number two, which is the shita of Tosfos. So with that in mind, so Tosfos argues in Rashi, Tosa says that the proper text in our Gemara is Shnei Mini Ochlin, that the proper gears in our Gemara is it's discussing a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. And Tosa spells out that this is teaching us a message, it's teaching us a Chiddush, that Bora is not limited to a mixture of Ochel and Psoles, it also applies to a mixture of different types of foods. Even if you have a mixture of nuts and raisins, you separate that mixture, that's also subject to Meleches Bora. That's what Tosa says we learn from this Girsa, once again, of Shnei Mine Ochlim. Now, of course, the question becomes, what right do we have to apply Borer to this situation? The paradigm of Borer, the classical case of Borer, is Ochlim Soles. So what right do we have to apply Borer to a mixture of two types of foods? So Tosa spells out, he explains that the reason we can apply Borer to this new circumstance is because although in Mitzias, when you have nuts and raisins, when you have a mixture of two types of foods, everything's edible, but halachically speaking, legally speaking, we're going to treat it like there's psolas in this mixture, because we're going to treat the component of the mixture that you don't want like it's psolas. If let's say you don't want the nuts in this mixture and you separate out the nuts, although technically they're edible, although, you know, technically in Mitzias it's ochel, but since you don't want them, we're going to treat them as psolas, and therefore when you separate this mixture, it's like you're separating a mixture of ochel and psolas, and that's why it's subject to meleches borer. So that is now our second shita on the books. How does Borer play out to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel, of nuts and raisins? Shita's Tosas is that it does apply. Borer, it does apply if you separate this mixture. And the reason it can apply, says Tosas, is because although it looks like Ochel and Ochel, we're going to treat it like a mixture of Ochel and Psolas. We treat the component that you don't want as if it's Psolas, and therefore it's a classical mixture of Ochel and Psolas. That is the second shita on the books for this situation. So let's move over now to shita number three, and then after we get the shita's Rama, we're going to take off. I saw Arya, you had a question, so let's stop for a second. Arya, you're unmuted? Unmuted? Not working. I don't know. Okay. It's not letting me unmute you, so I guess you're going to have to do that at questions, Arya.
So that's if one of them you don't want. What if you're separating both?
Excellent. That's Prima Gadam raises that shot. We're going to get there in Mitzvah Shem in a little bit. Excellent, Har. Okay, fine. So now we come over to Shita number three, the Shita Zerambam, and then we're gonna start taking off. Oh, yeah, I see Daniel Fried.
Hey,
this is
you.
Yeah. Okay. No question about it. Absolutely. It's a fantastic aura. We're going to touch on that in the future. But yes, absolutely. Excellent aura. Okay. Fine. So let's move over now to the Shita of the Rambam. Shita number three. So if you look at the Rambam from the Mar Makomos in Perek Ches, Halacha Yid Beis and Halacha Yid Gemel. So the Rambam gives us yet a third perspective on how Borer applies to nuts and raisins to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. The Rambam spells out explicitly that Borer does apply to this type of a mixture. Borer is not limited to a mixture of Ochel and Psoles. It also applies to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. But if you take a very careful reading of the Rambam, and this is definitely backed up by a lot of nice diukim, but for now, just a very basic, you know, brisker read of the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam makes absolutely no reference to the fact that there's any Psoles in this mixture. Rambam just says that when you have a mixture of Ochel and Ochel, you're chayav for separating it. He makes no distinctions between which one you want, which one you don't want, what's the Ochel, what's the Psoles. He makes no mention of Psoles. It's very much mashiv from the Rambam that he holds that there is no Psoles in this situation. That the reason you're chayav is because, not like Tosos, that there's Psoles. You're chayav because even though there is no Psoles, you separated a mixture on Shabbos, and separating a mixture on Shabbos per se is subject to Meleches Borer. So that is the mashmaos of the Shita of the Rambam. They're nice diukim to back this up. You can look it up, but a simple reading of the Rambam is, and I haven't seen anyone argue on this, that the Rambam holds that Borer applies to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel, not because there's Psoles, but because despite the fact that there's no Psoles, you're Chayiv anyways because you separated a mixture on Shabbos. So those are our three basic Shitas now in the books as to how does Borer play out to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel. Shita number one, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Rashi Shita, I mean, barring Arya Goldman's doesn't like Ardiak, but barring that, his issue. So Shitas Rashi being that borer does not apply to a mixture of ochel and ochel. It's limited to a mixture of ochel. Msolas, shita number two is the shita of Tosfos, that borer does apply to a mixture of ochel and ochel, nuts and raisins. And the reason it applies is because although it doesn't look like there's any psolas, we treat it like there's psolas. We treat the component you don't want as psolas. And finally, shita number three is the shita of the Rambam, that borer also applies, again, to a mixture of ochel and ochel, but not because we treat it like there's psolas, but because we don't care if there's any psolas. Despite the fact that there's no psolas, you're chayev for separating this mixture. And now what we're going to do is we're going to try and analyze what's the hesber in this machlokas. What's the conceptual basis for each of these three stances as to how borer plays out in this situation? So anyone want to try to give us a hesber here in this machlokas, Mordechai? Okay, that is a beautiful chakira, and we're going to be using half of that. I mean, not that you're wrong, not that you're wrong and I'm right, but that's a beautiful chakira. Akram very much discussed that. We're going to use the first half of that chakira, and we're going to try to build on it a little bit. But excellent, excellent point. So let's build.
Just to add on, it's just, if you say that it's a din in the
Okay. Okay, so that's a very, okay, excellent chakira. I'm going to say it a little differently and spin it a little differently, but that's exactly where we're going to head. So let's build on that. So what this now is going to come down to is the underlying fundamental yisod of melechas borer. As we start out tonight's shir, our goal tonight is to figure out what's the productive quality of melechas borer, what's the yisod hamalacha. So as Mordechai just touched upon, we're now going to have to get into a fundamental analysis of what's the fundamental yesod of Meleches Borer. So the Achronim point out that there's a basic chakira. There are two basic approaches that can be taken for how to capture, how to understand what's the real yesod, what's the real productive quality of Meleches Borer. Many Achronim express this in different ways. That's why Mordechai is definitely on the ball. And I'm no more right than he is, but I'm going to take a certain route in how to express the chakira. This is primarily based on the Minchas Asher, Simon Samach Vav Os Aleph, but it's really all over the place. The Rav and the Hari Kedem, the Brikas of Ram, everyone has this chakir in their own way of expressing it. So it goes like this. What's the Yisod of Meleches Borer? The first approach that you could take is exactly what Mordechai just said, that one could understand that the Yisod of Meleches Borer is the term that Mordechai just said, is Tikkun HaOchel. It's about purifying the Ochel. When you have our typical mixture of Ochel and Psoles, so there's a certain deficiency in that Ochel. Because that ochel is in the company of psolas. That ochel is in a certain way it's not accessible, in a certain way it's not fully usable, because it's in a mixture with psolas. And so one could understand that when you separate this mixture, what's so productive about what you're doing? What's the yisod of Meleches Borer? It's purifying the ochel from being in a mixture with psolas. It's, as Mordechai put it, it's tikkun ha-ochel, fixing up the ochel. That's the first approach that could be taken for how to understand the yisod of Meleches Borer. But there's a second approach that could be taken. Mordechai expressed it one way, but I'm going to say the way the Minchas Asher puts it, basically. And that's to say like this. Maybe the Yisod Meleches Borer is not about tikkun. It's not about purification. It is true in Metzias, when you separate a mixture of ochel and solas, you are purifying the ochel. That is taking place. But maybe that doesn't characterize the melacha. That's not really the essence of Meleches Borer. One could understand that the Yisod of Meleches Borer is sorting and organizing a mess. When you have a taroves, when you have a mixture of different elements, so you have an unorganized grouping that's in disarray. You have different components that are in disarray. They're inaccessible. They're in a mess. When you engage in separation, what you're doing is you're sorting and arranging this mixture. You're taking your two elements and putting them in their proper place. Now, obviously, when it comes to ochel and psoles, so the proper place of the ochel is on your shelf, and the proper place of the psoles is in the garbage. But conceptually, what's really taking place, one could understand, is a process of sorting. It's a process of arranging. We're taking things that are in disarray, and we're putting them in their proper location. It's not about purifying the ochel per se. It's about sorting and arranging this mixture. Now, ultimately, we're going to have nafkaminas, which are going to bring out the difference in this chakira. But for now, we're showing a basic hakira, two ways of understanding what's the yesod of Meleches Borer. The first approach is to say it's a concept, tikkun ha-ochel, it's about purifying the ochel from being in a mixture with psoles. And the second approach is to say that it's about sorting and arranging a mixture that's in disarray. We have different elements that are in disarray. When you put them in their proper location, you're sorting and arranging and organizing this mixture. Maybe that's the productivity in this malacha. And now what we're going to do is we're going to take this chakira and we're going to run it through our three basic shitos on the books about how Borer plays out to a mixture of ochel and ochel. We had three basic shitos, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. How does Borer play out to a mixture of ochel and ochel? And we're now going to go through each shita one at a time, and we're going to use our chakira to explain each of these approaches. So let's go through it one at a time. Ben, first we'll take Ben's question. Ben. Sorry. Yeah. So the way Michael Sarcher puts it is that the Av is two different elements in a mixture that you're sorting. You have psoles and ochel. You have two elements that are in disarray, and they're meant to be in different places. The psoles is meant to be in the garbage. The ochel is meant to be in a shelf, in the silo. But the Rambam, you know, we're going to see, the yesod of this malacha is going to be about sorting and organizing it. So let's now go through the three approaches, and let's go through it together. So let's start with approach number one, Shitas Rashi. Rashi, or Ryokhan at least, certainly, had held that Borer is limited to a mixture of ochel and psoles. Borer does not apply to a mixture of ochel and ochel. Borer does not apply to a mixture of, let's say, nuts and raisins. And the question is, what's the hesber behind the shita of Rashi? What is the conceptual basis for shita's Rashi? Why did Rashi or Rabbi Yochanan conclude that Borer does not apply to a mixture of ochel and ochel? Does anyone want to use our chakira to explain shita's Rashi? No? Okay. I guess I'll do it. So the simple understanding of the way of Shitas Rashi, which my Rebbe Raparnas once pointed out, is that Rashi is going to be working with the first tzad in our Chakira. Rashi is going to hold that the yisod of Borer is tikkun ha-ochel, is about purifying ochel from being in a mixture of psoles. That is the yisod of Meleches Borer. Our first tzad is tikkun ha-ochel, is purification. And so Rashi came, or Rabbi Yochanan came, to a very logical conclusion. If Borer is about purifying a mixture of ochel and psoles, about purifying the ochel from being in the company of psoles, well then Borer is only going to apply to a mixture of ochel and psoles. If you have a mixture that has no psoles in it, if you have a mixture of ochel and ochel, how can you talk about purification? The nuts and the raisins, they may be different, but they're both perfectly fine in mitzias, they're both edible, they're both forms of ochel. So how can you talk about tikkun? How can you talk about purification? There is no psoles. Borer doesn't apply. So that's going to be the hesber behind shita number one. The conceptual basis for shita's Rashi is he's working with the first side. It's about tikkun ha-ochel. It's about purification. So Rashi came to a very logical conclusion that you can't talk about purification to a mixture that has no psoles in it. So let's move over now to our second approach. So now we come over to the shita of Tosfos. Tosfos says that Borer does apply to a mixture of ochel and ochel. And the reason it can apply, says Tosfos, is because although it doesn't look like there's any psoles, but we treat it like there's psoles. We treat the component in the mixture that you do not want as the psoles. When you then separate that out, you're separating, alpidin, legally speaking, ochel from psoles. What's the conceptual basis for Shitas Tosfos? What's Tosfos' take on this issue? And want to finish it off? No? I guess you're all muted, so... fine. So Tosfos is going to be going also with the first side in our Chakira. Tosfos is going to agree to the basic premise of Rashi. He's just going to have one small difference. Tosfos agrees, the Yisod HaMeleches Borer is about tikkun ha-ochel. It's about purification. And so Tosfos was bothered by the exact same kasha of Rashi. How could Borer apply to a mixture of ochel and ochel? There is no psoles in this mixture. There's nothing, seemingly there's no deficient element in this mixture. It's ochel and ochel. But Tosfos is answering that, as opposed to Rashi who concluded, so Borer must not apply in this case. Tosfos is coming up with a chiddush. Tosfos is telling us that we're going to find psoles in this case. Because although objectively speaking, there is no psoles, but we take into account the subjective perspective. Subjectively speaking, you're treating one of the components you're not liking, you're treating as psoles. That is sufficient, according to Tosfos, to render that component as psoles. And so there is a mixture, alpidin, of ochel and psoles. Since you don't subjectively like one of the elements in this mixture, according to Tosfos, that renders that element psolus. And so there is psolus in this case. We can talk about tikkun ha'ochel. So as opposed to Shitas Rashi, Rashi in approach one held we only gauge things objectively. So Rashi concluded that there is no psolus in this case. Tosfos is being mechadish, we look at it subjectively. And since we take into account the subjective perspective, therefore we can find the psolus and we can talk about purification. Now finally, let's move over to Shita number three. Our third Shita is the Shita of the Rambam. So the Rambam had held that Borer applies to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel, and it's mashma from the Rambam that it's not because we're conjuring up any psolas in this case. It's mashma, the reason Borer can apply is because despite the fact that there is no psolas, but nonetheless, when you separate this mixture, you're subject to Melechus Borer. What's the hezber behind Shita's Rambam? What's the conceptual basis for the Rambam Shita? So the Rambam's going to be moving over now to the second side in the Chakira. The Rambam's going to hold that the Yisod Melechus Borer is not about purification. It's not about knocking out psolas and purifying the ochel. It's about sorting and arranging a mixture. When you have different elements in disarray, different disparate elements that are in a mess, that are unorganized, and you sort them, you put them in their proper place, although there is no psolas, lemaisa, that is Melechus Borer. Anytime you sort a mixture, that is Melechus Borer. Why should that be? Why should organizing, if the concept's about organizing a mess, why should you have to have any psolas in the mixture? If you do have psolas, fine. That's also a type of sorting. You're sorting the ochel from the psolas. But even if you don't have psolas, lemaisa, you have nuts and raisins, and they're both forms of ochel, there is no psolas, lemaisa, right now they might be in disarray. When you put them into their proper location, you're sorting it, you're organizing it, that will be Melechus Borer. So with that, we've now concluded our first, primary part of tonight's shiur, where we're getting to the productive quality of the yisod of Melechus Borer. The issue we raised ultimately was, what's the productive quality in Borer? So we moved over to the Shaila of Shnei Min the Ochel, and how does Borer play out to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel? We had three basic shitas in the books. Rabbi Yochanan and Rashi said it doesn't apply. Tosfos applied it, says Borer does apply because there is a psolas. And the Rambam says that it applies, but we don't need a psolas. And we showed how each of these three approaches are rooted in a fundamental chakira as to what's the Yisod Melechus Borer. Is it a concept of tikkun ha'ochel? Is it about purification? In which case, we're going to have to find a psolas. And if we can't find a psolas, then Borer won't apply. And we're going to have to conjure up a psolas to apply it. Or is it a concept of sorting and organizing a mixture, in which case we don't need any psolas, and Borer can apply in a case of ochel and ochel? Ari Brandwine, did you have a question, Ari? Well, I can't find you now. Should I unmute? You're good, Ari? So, there are a lot of Diukim, there are a number of Nafkaminas we get to. All the Nafkaminas are corroborated with the Diukim and the Rambam. But it's certainly on a brisker, it's a brisker Diuk. Rambam presents two types of Tarovisin, Ochel and Psolas, and then another mixture of Ochel and Ochel. And he makes no mention of, with the mixture of Ochel and Ochel, about having to want one or not want the other one. There are a lot of halach, we're going to see halachic ramifications that come out. They're all backed by Diukim. We just don't have the time to spell it all out. Okay, Arya Goldman, yeah. Okay, so we might get to that depending on the timing. So let's excellent Hara, excellent. Let's try to get to that. Okay, so now for the remaining 10 minutes of tonight's shiur, we're going to try to discuss two nafkaminas lahalacha that come out of this machlokas. I see Mordechai Chaviv. Excellent. So that is the secret nafkamina number three, which we're not going to get to, but that is a beautiful diak. Excellent diak. Excellent. Mr. Cohen. One second. You're unmuted. Is it working? Yeah. So that is the machlokas Rashi versus Tosfos. Rashi holds psolas as objective, therefore he concluded that you cannot have Borer by Ochel and Ochel. Ochel and Ochel, we look objectively, and there is no psalus in this case objectively. Tosfos and Shita 2 holds, we look at it subjectively, and subjectively we see you don't want something, so we treat that as psalus. That is absolutely, definitely the machlokas Rashi versus Tosfos and Shita 1 versus 2. That's what they're arguing about, exactly. So Tosfos and Rashi both needed psalus. So we see from them, if they needed psalus, they must be holding it's about purifying, about knocking out psalus, about purifying the ochel of the psalus, which we're calling tikkun ha'ochel, fixing up the ochel. The Rambam doesn't seem to need any psalus. That's the mashmaos, barring Ari Brandwein's issue. But the Rambam doesn't seem to need any psalus. And so the mashmaos says he had a different concept. He doesn't need any purification. It's about just organizing, sorting a mixture. So that's where the hakir is coming up. And actually, I'm going to... Yeah. So yeah, right. Okay, so this gets into Ari Brandwein's point, which to go through the diukim in the Rambam, it's a fair point, but we don't have time to go through it. So that's why I tried to pull a fast one, make it a brisker diuk, but we'll try our best to with the nafkaminas maybe quickly to point it out if we can. We'll see. Okay. So now we're gonna have two nafkaminas, but I just want to make a very important disclaimer to simplify things for the rest of the shir, for the rest of the sugya. Basically everyone paskins that borer applies to a mixture of ochel and ochel. So for the rest of the sugya of borer, we're gonna move aside the first shita and we're gonna work with shitas Tosfos versus the Rambam. Everyone holds in the Bavli, everyone basically paskins, barring the Diak and Rashi, that borer applies to a mixture of ochel and ochel. So we're gonna move aside the shita of Rashi for the sake of simplicity and for the sake of it's not necessary anymore. For the rest of the sugya, we're having two shitas, the shita of Tosfos, the shita of the Rambam. Tosfos' shita is that borer is about tikkun ha'ochel, about purification, and it does apply to a mixture of two types of ochel because we view it like there's a psoles. And the Rambam shita is that it's about sorting, and it applies to a mixture of ochel and ochel because you don't have any psoles, but afal pichein, it applies. So we're simplifying things for the rest of the sugya, for the rest of our discussion of borer. There are two shitas we're going to be working with, Tosfos versus the Rambam. Borer does apply to a mixture of ochel and ochel for now on. And we have this hakira, which is still active between Tosfos versus the Rambam. So we're going to leave out subjective objective for now on. Just to simplify things, we have a hakira, Tosfos versus the Rambam, tikkun ha'ochel versus sorting. So now we're going to discuss, if we have time, in the remaining 6 minutes, possibly two nafkaminas in this machlokes. So again, we're just discussing Tosfos versus the Rambam. So nafkamina number one. So we're in the upcoming weeks, we have these long Shabbos day is going to become very long. You're inside for weeks on end due to this pandemic. So you decide to have a nice big family board game, have a big nice 5 hour long game of Risk. And the question becomes, when you're done with your board game, is there a problem cleaning it up on Shabbos? You want to put it away, clean it up for next time. What's the issue? The issue is borer. Maybe is there an issue of cleaning up the pieces in the board game? Now, obviously, if you're careful when you're playing the game and you don't, when the pieces come off the board, if you don't put them in one big pile, so then there's not going to be an issue of borer. But assuming you're not careful or a person's not careful and when the pieces come off the board, you just put them all one big pile, would there be an issue of borer in separating those pieces and putting them in the proper box, let's say, when you're putting away the board game? So the Prima Gadim raises this shaila. It gets into Aryeh's point, Aryeh Galib's point. And in the Rosh Yosef, which is the Prima Gadim Sefer on Shabbos, he says that this is going to be Tully and the Machlokas in Tosfos versus the Rambam. Now Tosfos and the Rambam, I don't know if the game of Risk existed back then, but if it did, they would be arguing about this exact issue. Can you clean up a board game, assuming you weren't careful, you put it all into one big pile, can you clean up the pieces after the game? Can anyone try and see how this is Tully and the Machlokas Tosfos versus the Rambam? Want to give a shot? Anyone? No? I don't know. Thumbs up. Okay. Thank you. Daniel. Well, we're not getting into what you want or not what you don't. I mean, we're not getting into... you mean the three conditions? Yeah, is that what you mean? Yeah, let's leave that aside. Excellent, excellent. And Tosuos? Any question to Tosuos? Okay, so let me just finish it off because we only have a few minutes. Okay, so it goes like this. So let's start with the Shita of Tosfos. Tosfos' Shita was that Bora applies to a mixture of different types of Ochel. And the reason was because we view it like the component that you don't want is like Psolus. We take into account the fact that you don't want it, and therefore we treat it like Psolus, and so therefore Bora can apply it. So it says the Prima Godden, that's all fine and well if you have a mixture where you want one component and you don't want the other component. If you have a component that you don't want in the mixture, we can view that as a psolas. When you separate that, you're doing tikkun ochel, you're taking out the psolas, and borer can apply it. But if you have a mixture where you want both components in the mixture, you just don't want them together. I have nuts and raisins. I want my nuts, I want my raisins. I want them separate for whatever reason, for shalosh shodos, for tomorrow, I want them separate. So you're separating them, not because you're taking out something that you don't want, you just don't want them together. So there's no psolas in this mixture. So says the Prima Godim, that borer is not going to apply in that case. There's no issue of borer if there's no psolus in the mixture. You have to have psolus to have borer according to Tosfos. And so according to Tosfos, the same thing would apply to a board game. There'd be no problem cleaning up the pieces in a board game according to Tosfos, because when you clean up the pieces, when you separate the pieces, you don't want one over the other. You're not trying to get rid of one of the pieces. You want everything. You just want them in their proper location for next time. So according to Tosfos, there'd be no problem cleaning up the pieces in a board game. Moving on to the Shita of the Rambam. Rambam Shita was that borer is not limited to a mixture of ochel and psolos. It applies to ochel and ochel, despite the fact that there is no psolos. There's no psolos in this mixture, but we don't need psolos in a mixture according to the Rambam. Anytime you separate two different elements, you're organizing the mixture, that is borer according to the Rambam. And so the same thing would apply even if you want both items. Even if you're separating it, you want both of them for later on. Lamaisa, if you're separating it, if you're sorting it, that's the malacha of borer. When you separate the pieces of a board game, even though you might want both pieces, you're separating them just to have them both in the right location for later on. There is no psolas. It doesn't matter. You're sorting, you're organizing a mixture. That would be a problem of borer, according to the Rambam. Okay, let's try to quickly hop in one more nafkamina, because it's really nogeil halacha. I don't want to bring it up next week, so I just want to try and do it quickly. One more last nafkamina in this machlokes. The following issue comes up in the poskim. The Minchas Asher wants to argue that this is going to be a nafkamina in our machlokes. This is a big-time issue that's very much important in halacha in the poskim. It comes up like this. We've been discussing the fact that we paskin borer applies to a mixture of ochel and ochel, that if you have two different types of ochel, we are working with the assumption borer does apply, whether like Tosfos Shita, whether like the Rambam Shita, borer applies to a mixture of two different types of ochel. The big question becomes, what if you have a pile of the same item? This is what Arya Goldman pointed out before, but what if you have a pile of the exact same item? You have a group of apples, they're all the same apple in a pile. You have a group of forks, the exact same type of fork in a pile. Would there be any issue of borer in separating out some of the apples in that mixture? If you want to separate a pile, if you have a pile of the exact same items, not a mixture of different elements, one item, a series of items in a pile, would there be a problem of borer in separating that out? So this is a discussion in the poskim. I'll point to the Psak Halacha in a moment. But the Minchas Asher wants to suggest that this is tully on Tosfos versus the Rambam. So we're not going to have time to take questions anymore. I'm just going to point out the Minchas Asher's suggestion, and then we'll get to the Halach Lamaisa. The Minchas Asher wants to say like this. So starting with the Shita of Tosfos, Tosfos' Shita was that Borer applies to a mixture of Ochel and Ochel, because although it doesn't look like there's any Psolas, but we treat the component in the mixture that you don't want as if it's Psolas. So since you have Psolas now in this mixture, so when you take out the Psolas, you're purifying the mixture. Says the Minchas Asher, if that's the sort of borer, why should that be limited to a mixture of ochel and psola, of ochel and ochel, of two different types of ingredients? Even if you have one ingredient, even if you have a pile of apples, if you decided for whatever reason you want some of the apples and not the others, and again, there's no significant difference, but for whatever reason you want some and not the others, lamaisa, as soon as you decide you don't want something, you just rendered it psolas. When you then separate this mixture, you're separating ochel from psolas. Why shouldn't that be subject to melechus borer? So the Minchas Asher wants to argue that working with Shitas Tosfos, without saying a counter Svara, the straightaway way of learning Shitas Tosfos would be, there would be a problem of Borer with a pile of the same ingredient, because Lamaisa, if you choose you want something over the other, you know, one thing over the other, you're making it into Psolas, and that's going to be a problem of Tikkun Ochel. On the other hand, moving over to the Shita of the Rambam Shita was that the Yisod of Borer is about sorting and organizing a mixture. When you have different elements in disarray, and you sort them, you put them in the proper location, that's Borer. Well, that's all only shayach if you have different elements in a mixture. But if you have the same component, a pile, the same item, there is no mess, there's no disorder here. And so when you separate that, that's not called sorting and organizing this mixture. So that's the suggestion of the Minchas Asher, the second nafkamina in this machlokas. Let's just do a 30-second recap and then a 30-second halach lemaisa. The recap is, sorry, Daniel, I see the question, but we gotta end. Yeah. So just to recap, tonight we're discussing what's the Yisod HaMelachas Borer. So we had our basic hakira is about tikkun ha'ochel, is it about purifying the ochel, or is it about sorting and arranging the mixture? We started out by rooting this hakira in our three machlokas. We had a machlokas between Rashi versus Tosis versus the Rambam as to how Borer plays out to a mixture of ochel and ochel, which we saw as tali in this hakira. And for the rest of the sugya, we're now working with two shitas. We have the shita of Tosis versus the Rambam. Tosis and Rambam, everyone agrees it applies to a mixture of different types of ochel. The Tosis and the Rambam are arguing about whether it's about tikkun ha'ochel, whether it's about sorting. And we concluded with two nafkaminas. Our first nafkamina was cleaning up a board game. If you're not careful with the pieces and you separate the pieces, is that a problem of Borer or not? We showed how that was tali and Tosis versus the Rambam, because in this case, there is no psolas, but you are sorting and arranging the mixture. And the second nafkamina went the other way, where you have a pile of the same item, where Tosis would be machmir, because the mice, if you decide you don't want something, you just made it psolas, but the Rambam would be mekel, because you're not sorting and arranging this mixture. So just to point out the halach lamaisa, there's actually a split in the psak, where we're machmir on the first nafkamina, we're mekel on the second nafkamina. In terms of the first nafkamina about sorting a mixture, even if you want both pieces for later on, so the Bir Halacha paskins to be machmir on this issue. My Rebbe Rav Silver pointed out that Rav Adi Yosef is mekel. So anyone here, if you have darker skin, you might be able to be mekel on the Shaila. But for us Ashkenazim, a person would have to be machmer on that issue about sorting and arranging a mixture, unless you want to, you know, switch your, become a Sephardi. In terms of the second nafkamina, though, we're mekel. In terms of the issue of two minim versus one min, we are mekel. Borer does not apply to a pile of the same item. So that's a very important kula, obviously. Anytime you have a pile of the exact same item, there's absolutely no issue of borer. If you have a pile of forks, a pile of apples, a pile of anything that's the same thing, there's no issue of borer. Lahalacha, that's how we paskin. Okay, thank you very much for joining us. And Amir Shema, we're going to keep going back on the sugya. Shkayach.